I'm Susan Montanaro, and you're listening to Dreams and Detours, a show about the life we plan to have versus the one we're living, for better or not. Everybody has a story, and I believe we find ourselves in each other's stories.
Betrayal, the violation of trust or a presumptive contract. Hi, it's Susan Montanaro. I invited a few contributors to share stories about betrayal. It seems everywhere we turn these days, there's this lack of trust and this unfaithfulness that seems to be threading through our lives, personally, in society, and really everywhere we turn. So I really wanted to tap into this subject matter. I wanted to get some perspective from others, from being betrayed to betraying others, and even deeper, self-betrayal. As you'll hear, none of it feels good. Take a listen.
My story about betrayal has to do with my mother-in-law. My husband and I have been married for 27 years. I'm an excellent wife and love my husband very much. He's an amazing husband, and I feel very fortunate and grateful to have him. I know my husband would say the same. We are both very happy, and we have raised two wonderful college-age young men together. I treat my husband with respect and do my part in our marriage to take care of him. He does the same for me. Really, I just adore him. The bottom line is that we have a great marriage. And isn't that what his parents should want for their son? To see their son loved and happy? Family is really important to me, and being connected and close to my in-laws has always been important. For some time, I felt that something was not always right with them. I didn't always feel that they liked me. I'm kind of feisty, speak my mind. I'm not perfect, but of course, no one is. On quite a few occasions, my mother-in-law would say to others while I was around that she had two daughters, me and her daughter, my husband's sister, but it didn't feel genuine. It felt like she just said it for show. She certainly didn't show it, and I definitely didn't feel it. There have been many occasions over the years that have made me feel this way. One that stands out was the year after my father-in-law passed away. We're Jewish, and as part of our tradition, we do an unveiling of the headstone around a year after the burial. I was told that my mother-in-law didn't want my parents to come to this unveiling ceremony. Now, just to give some background on the entire family dynamic, my parents, my in-laws, and my sister-in-law and brother-in-law's family all live close to one another. We spent every holiday together, and whenever we had my parents for dinner or whatever, most times we always had my husband's parents come. All of us were together a lot. For the unveiling for my father-in-law, I was told, or possibly my mother-in-law may have even told me, that she wanted it to be just family. Just family. That spoke volumes to me. Wasn't I family? Weren't my parents family? I believe that I said something to her, and my husband did too, because I was really upset about it, that her quote-unquote daughter's parents were not considered family. When my husband spoke to her, she freaked out and ended up needing to take a Xanax. In the end, she reconsidered, and they were invited to come, but it just felt hollow. I tried to put it past me. Not that long after, my mother-in-law used it against me and asked me to invite my sister-in-law to come to some minor dinner I was having at my house and said, well, when you asked me to invite your parents for you, I did. The whole thing just felt mean and wrong. That was a few years ago, and all of this still doesn't feel very good to me. There doesn't seem much that I can do about it at this point, but I think about the kind of mother-in-law that I want to be for the future wives of my sons. I will be open and loving, and most of all, I will be happy if my sons are treated well and loved. That's my lesson taken from this betrayal.
I first learned about betrayal and deception while growing up. There is so much lying and cheating the system taking place in my family. It was a terrible model to be exposed to, and I knew it innately. I watched my father do underhanded things my whole life, not because he was poor or desperate, but because it was a game to him and at anyone's expense.
A few years ago, I hired an assistant, and we worked together for about a year and a half. We became very close, actually very good friends. We sat together in the same cubicle. We had lunch together every day. We knew everything about each other. I felt very close to her. And one day, she turned around and told me that she had interviewed for another job within the same company, but didn't tell me she was planning on doing that. And it also found out later that she said in her interview that she didn't like working with me because I made her do too many menial tasks. So that was pretty devastating. I was always very loyal to her, and I felt like she totally betrayed my trust by talking about me to coworkers and going behind my back trying to find another job. As it turns out, the job fell through, and she ended up working with me for another year, and I sort of, you know, just had to put all of that out of my head so we could continue to work together. And I forgot about it, forgave her, but it's never really been the same between us, and that's a shame because I thought we were very good friends, and that is my example of betrayal.
Many years ago, I was unfaithful in a relationship. I didn't plan to be, but I did it anyway. I was young and dumb, and I had so many excuses for my behavior. It was awful and not how I wanted to be. It would take years for me to forgive myself, and during that time, I would self-betray by thinking less of me. It was a vicious cycle.
I was asked by my good friend Susan to talk about betrayal, and when I was given this challenge, I actually had to look up the word. It just seemed like such a big, heavy word, betrayal. And what I realized was that my reaction to betrayal is always empathy for the person who actually betrayed me, and I found strength in accepting the fact that I was betrayed and that I was stronger and could go on. I realized how much damage this did to me internally because I've never really dealt with the fact of how I have been betrayed. And I have been betrayed very much so by my ex-husband. He cheated on me probably since the day we got married. And I continued to just believe in his lies because somehow, until I had proof, I couldn't accept it or I thought I was crazy. I mean, there's a term gaslighting for that, and I believe that I was gaslighted for 20 years until I actually caught him with my own eyes, and unfortunately, my children were with me at the time, and he still continued to deny what the three of us had actually witnessed in person. And it was sad. I just went into a total shock, and I believe that God put my children with me, sadly, so that I could actually accept it, because I think I probably would have believed his lies again somehow and just degraded myself again. And I think the saddest part about betrayal is that it doesn't come from your enemies. It comes from people that you deeply trust and that you actually put your heart and soul into living a life of love with. And that's the most damaging part about this word and about what it can do to us. I feel that having this challenge that Susan gave me to look into it further, I realized that I've been betrayed a lot, but I don't really address it. And this is going to give me a new journey on my healing.
Betrayal is awful, however it happens. Disloyalty seems to be widespread, even acceptable, until it happens to you. As Dolly Parton recently said, you don't even have to believe in anything to be good to people. You should just know you should be a good human being. And as I like to say, it's cool to be kind. Take care of yourself, look after each other, and as always, thanks for listening.
That's it for this episode of Dreams and Detours. If you like the show, please rate, review, and subscribe and share it with your friends. You can find me at dreamsdetours.com and at dreamsdetours on Instagram. Thanks for listening.